everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding area. Thanks to everyone who's tuning in and welcome to the show. We were just going to check out some headlines that happened on this day in history. Now, today it is Sunday, September 27th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 9월 27일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look here. Once again, we're talking about fashion, and I just wish Suyin here was to chitter-chatter with me. But we'll tackle this by myself today. We'll start in Korean, and we'll switch it on over into English. So it says here,
머리부터 발끝까지 토털 패션 자리 잡아 옷 구두 업계 앞다퉈 자며.
And, what we're talking about there, well, first part, well, we're going to break down this first little section here, the 머리부터 발끝까지, because it's one of my favorite little phrases here. I sing it all the time in songs. 머리부터 발끝까지. It's so cute. It's just saying from head to toe, because 머리 is the term for your head. And of course, 발 is the term for your toes or your feet. And then, or 발끝, I should say. And that 부터까지, we've actually talked about this many times. It's starting from to something. So here it's saying from your head to your feet or to your toes. And it's saying here this total fashion, which if I had to describe total fashion, it's basically just saying exactly that, that from your head to your toes, everything is a completed look. It's a completed fashion look. So it's total fashion. And it says 자리 잡아. So that 자리 잡다, we've actually mentioned before about settling down. This total fashion is settling down in clothing. Shoe brands are competitively participating in this total fashion kind of trend that was going on. Now, when we talk about clothes, we of course use the term 옷. And when we talk about shoes, we use 구두. Those are kind of like the nicer shoes that you wear. And then when we're talking about participating in something, we often use the term 참여. 참여. And so here these different companies and brands are planning to participate. And they're basically mentioning how the reason this is becoming a thing is because of the economic situation in Korea getting better. So people have more, a little more money to spend, and they're kind of focusing more on their fashion and their look and being a little more aware of that. So they said what's happening right now is certain brands originally kind of would maybe focus on one sort of thing. So, for example, you might have a company that makes belts, or another company that focuses on shoes, or maybe another company that will focus on bags. And then, of course, other companies that focus on primarily clothes. But lately, during this time in 1989, they were starting to kind of expand everything into one look, making products that can complete this total fashion. And so what that means there is, let's say it's a belt-making company. All of a sudden, they started expanding into bags, into shoes, even producing clothes and some fashion accessories. It just is kind of creating this whole look for their brand. But the article did point out that certain fashion brands perhaps were not as skilled in making other products. Perhaps they were, you know, very talented and known for a certain thing, but when they expanded, those other products were a little lower in quality. And so some people said that they still chose to go to certain brands for certain things because of its good reputation, better quality, whereas some people decided to buy their whole look because, you know, it just kind of looks better. It all matches the colors. You don't need to mix and match from other brands. Some people chose to do that total fashion from one entire brand. Now, for me personally, oh, that's a hard one. 뭐 일단 토털 패션을 look 원하면 저 한 브랜드에 쇼핑할 것 같은데 근데 만약에 뭐 기본템을 사려고 하면 전문점에서 구매할 것 같아요. So does that kind of make sense there? If it's like a total fashion look I'm going for, let's say I want all the colors to kind of match and I don't want to have to match it with other brands and I just want this set look that they usually kind of put together in the shop itself, then yeah, maybe I'll buy from one brand. But if it's like one of those staple pieces, you know what I'm talking about? Like where you invest in this, this is gonna last you a while. Those I tend to go to a more like expert kind of shop. I don't really like to risk having that somewhere else. But, you know, now these days we see a lot of brands kind of making these head-to-toe fashion items and you can kind of buy everything in one place. And I'm kind of curious about your thoughts. Do you want to go and buy your stuff all in one place? Or do you prefer to kind of go shop around from different stores and get, you know, one piece at a time? Let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. 네, 여러분, 지금은 머리부터 발끝까지 필요한 패션 아이템을 한 곳에서 파는 곳이 많이 늘어난 것 같아요. 뭐, 여러분은 한 가게에서 모든 물건을 다 사는 것을 선호하시나요? 아니면 각기 다른 가게에서 사는 것을 좋아하시나요? Let me know, and I would love to hear your thoughts on that. But now, let's take a listen to our next song here. The song is Golden, and it's by Harry Styles. Korean 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간, Headline Korean. That's right, everyone, here at Headline Korean, I'm going to take this headline, break it on down, and give you those key words and the key phrases, just overall key information that you need in order to understand what's going on in current events these days in Korea. So, keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And today's article, it's kind of interesting, actually. We're going to be talking about wrist health. 네, 오늘 기사의 내용은 손목 건강에 대한 내용인데요. So when we talk about wrists, we use the term 손목, which is one of my favorite words, to be honest, because it's basically saying, like, your hand and neck. 손목. I love that. Probably my favorite word. But let's read this first in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over into English. It says here, 손목 찌릿찌릿, 손목 터널 증후군, 피아노 치듯 컴퓨터 하세요. And we're talking about that kind of twinging feeling. You remember how we've kind of been covering 위성어 and 위태어 with Professor Daniel. This is, again, one of these words, these kind of onomatopoeias that you can really feel it, that 찌릿찌릿. Chirit-chirit. It doesn't sound good, does it? And that's because it means that twinging or kind of tingling feeling in your wrist. That's the 손목 찌릿찌릿. And then we go on to talk about that carpal tunnel syndrome. I'm sure you guys are quite aware of this. We've actually mentioned a couple times in the comments here. When we talk about carpal tunnel syndrome, that's the 손목 tunnel. I'm sure you guys understood tunnel there. 증후군. 증후군. And so that's the carpal tunnel syndrome. And then it's finally saying, type on your computer like you're playing a piano. So piano 치듯, that's like, you know, as like the way you play a piano as you do this thing, that's that grammatical point 하듯. So 피아노를 치듯 컴퓨터 하세요. So do this thing. 뭐뭐 하세요 is kind of telling someone, please do this way. And apparently, these days, there is a large number of people who are complaining about having carpal tunnel syndrome. About 75% are female, and of those females, about 78% are in their 40s to 60s. It used to be that a lot of people had kind of complained of tennis elbow, you know, the elbow pains there that you get from sports like tennis or badminton, rackets. I actually have really bad tennis elbow myself. But now it seems to have changed a bit to people complaining about pains in their wrists and their shoulders and their necks. And a lot of that has to do with the amount of time we spend looking at computers and looking at smartphones. And so the article states that this can actually be, you know, the cause. There's some inflammation or swelling in your muscles or ligaments because of the way that we're putting pressure on the nerve. A lot of people, you know, have maybe a little bit lazier wrist movement when they're using computers. And so what they recommend here is to kind of fix your posture and try to keep it horizontal, your wrist horizontal with, you know, your desk or your table, very similar to how you play the piano. But if you are already in the throes of carpal tunnel syndrome, you might be noticing symptoms like pain in your palm, in your fingers, in your wrist. You might have some numbness, things like that. Just any sort of kind of weird feeling in terms of your senses there. So just keep that in mind for anybody who perhaps might have some bad posture, bad habits when it comes to your typing or your texting abilities there. Thankfully for me, I've been playing piano since I was a kid, so I got some really good habits from it there. 네, 어렸을 때부터 피아노 쳐서 다행히 좋은 습관 들렸어요. And for me, I don't have any of that 찌릿찌릿한 느낌. So you remember that 찌릿찌릿 is that twinging, that tingling sensation. 다행히 그런 거 없는데. I do still want to recommend to everyone to keep in mind about the 거북목 as well. I know they didn't mention it in the article, but this is another thing that causes pain in your shoulders and your neck, which was mentioned. That 거북목 is that turtleneck we've talked about. And so I really, these days, 요새는 저 일부러 자세를 바꾸고 있어요. I'm like purposely, on purpose, fixing my posture in order to correct that there. I don't want that to get any worse either. But I'm curious about you guys. Do you have any wrist problems? Any maybe neck or shoulder pains? Let's mope together about this and have a good chat. So send me your thoughts. I'd love to hear them. 네, 여러분은 손목 자주 아프신가요? Let me know. But now let's take a listen to Billy Joel, and the song is called Piano Man.